Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
You know, six or seven times today.
Sometimes I, you have to be flexible in this job, right? So it's like, hey, you never know what's going to happen next. I'm not going to tell you, and of course stick to what I say. I'm not going to do that. That'd be silly. That's not any fun.
You're a flexible guy.
That's right. If it presents itself, I can't help myself. I got to take a shot. Now give me the news, though.
All right.
Okay.
Adam Schefter from, this is from just about last 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Packers are offering concessions and are close to an agreement that would bring Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season, sources tell ESPN. Deal is not done, but it's close.
Wow. That tells me that this thing, he's back. He's going to be back in Green Bay this year, at least this year. Now, we don't know about next year.
I got more here. Hold on.
Oh, well, okay. Schefter, well, you got to tell me. You got more.
Schefter says, the new agreement, once finalized, would help set up Aaron Rodgers' departure from Green Bay after the season.
Okay. Her win-win. Sources. Last dance. Right? Win-win. Hey, we're going to do this thing one more year, right? One more year. This makes sense. This makes sense. It's too late in the party to trade him, right? Next year, like you have said, you're going to have more at the party. More suitors that will be looking for a quarterback.
Yep.
Why do you want to limit your pool of potential suitors and get rid of the MVP? That would right before the season started. That would make no sense at all. So right here, when you hear that, it's like, okay, this makes perfect sense for both parties. Now Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be dropped onto a team in training camp and learn a new offense and try to function and play at a high level. So. And wow, I mean, what a change of tune from Adam Schefter from a week ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Schefter in the last 20 minutes tweeted, the 2023 year in Aaron Rodgers' contract, the last one in his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future, per sources. The Packers would agree to review Aaron Rodgers' situation at the end of the season, per sources. He also says Aaron Rodgers' contract would be adjusted with no loss of income this year to give the Packers more cap room. Mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team.
Okay.
Wow. So there's a lot there. But
well, it's that this means you hear Rappaport last week. You heard him, you know, earlier today. You see Schefter. What is this telling you? This thing is happening. It's going to happen soon. Rodgers is going to be back in Green Bay for the 2021 season. I'm going to win my prop bet and laugh.
What was that?
Who he would take his first snap for?
Oh.
Said Green Bay. Green Bay.
Do you remember the odds that you got for that?
I can look it up.
Okay.
If you can talk for a second.
Sure. Here's a question that I have, and this is a little bit outside the box given this news. Is this actually a good thing for the Denver Broncos?
It's never a good thing when you miss out on Aaron Rodgers. I know what. Go ahead.
So I understand that in the short term.
Minus 134. Got
okay.
it early.
Okay.
Got it early.
Good for you. Good for you.
Darn right is good for me. Darn right. I need to win one of these. Like you said, you brought up to you know all our listeners, 1-for-4 on my
futures.
Yeah, MVPs.
Rookie of the year.
Football, rookie of the year basketball, rookie of the year football. I've taken some hits, so this will help out.
Well, here's just my thought. And don't get me wrong. I am trying to find a silver lining with this.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not. This is not my initial natural reaction, like, oh, good, he's going back to Green Bay, perfect. No, but it does provide closure on the situation. We do know that he will be available next offseason. This is not a new deal with Green Bay. That was on the table. Let's not forget that. That, you know, I think it was it this morning that the quote came out or yesterday from The Packers team president, Mark Murphy, it was this morning, he said, we want him back. We're committed to him into 2021 and beyond. So it wouldn't have been the most shocking news ever if they figured it out.
Right.
It's the $90 million for the next 2 years or, you know, whatever for the next three that extends beyond Jordan Love's contract and just kind of re-steadies the ship. That's not happening. That's not happening. We know that he is going to be available after this year. I have more from Schefter in real time right now. He says, with Aaron Rodgers expected to return to Green Bay while giving the Packers more cap room, Devontae Adams now is willing to listen to any contract discussions the team would like to have per sources. Adams is open to a new deal.
Okay, but does Adams want to be there without Aaron Rodgers? If Aaron Rodgers is only going to be there for a year, I would say probably not. I mean, you know, this guy's, you know, top three receiver, if not the best last year. And why would he want to be back in Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers?
So, good question. The way that I interpret this Schefter tweet is that he is willing to be there beyond Aaron Rodgers' life in Green Bay because he's already under contract for this season.
Yes.
So, interesting. You know,
right. I mean, that was the last dance. They're both going to have one more year and be free agents. And, you know, we'll see after that. But, look, I wouldn't fault Devontae Adams. I mean, if he gets a big extension there, then great. But what has changed for him since the negotiations broke down? It just seems like, you know, I guess, look, if they're going to throw a bunch of money at him, then, yeah, you don't want to risk playing on the last year of your deal. If they're going to make you the highest paid receiver. But if not, then go out with Aaron Rodgers and hit free agency and, you know, get paid a ton of money next year in free agency. So that's going to be interesting. This Aaron Rodgers thing, we're getting a great RamosLaw.com text. And it's not from me. This is not from me. This is from Keith. Shout out, Keith, 720. So you're telling me it's close to as deal as done, like Mark says.
Mm.
It's close, Keith. It's close. We thought it was close, you know, back in, I don't know, when was the draft? We thought it was close then.
Golly.
But that's, you know, that's kind of where we are, Keith. You're right. You're right. We'll see. We'll see if this one goes through or not.
Man.
But it looks, but I hear what you're saying, though, about Aaron, you know, moving forward, like next year. Now you can start planning if you're the Denver Broncos, right? Okay, look, we're just going to go through this year with what we have. Now, do we really want to get our ducks in a row and go for Aaron Rodgers next year? Or, you know, will we go for Deshaun this year? Will it be both of those guys in play next year? You know, I mean, this is, you will have options next year, it looks like. It looks like. It looks like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are just going to agree to restructure and get it and play 1 year, and then he'll be done after this year, right? Isn't that kind of what Schefter said?
Yep.
So you'll have a you know, Aaron Rodgers probably will be available next year. Deshaun Watson will probably be available here, if not this year, next year. So if you're George Payton, I mean, now's the time to start getting, you know, your stuff in order, looking at these two guys, because you have to be in play for, if not one, both. You have to. I mean, it's been a long drought here, and it's only been, what, 5 years? I mean, a long long quarterback drought.
Yeah.
It's been long. You know, we're thirsty. And if you get one of those guys, you know, you go for it. And that's because that's a for sure check. It's not one of those like, oh, we just spent the 9th overall pick on, you know, Justin Fields. Fingers crossed.
Right. Well, there is, I think, a reasonable thought that the Broncos 1 year from now are perfectly set up for Aaron Rodgers, both from an on-field standpoint and a financial standpoint, reacting to the news that Adam Schefter just broke, that Aaron Rodgers is expected to return to Green Bay for this season. I want to bounce an idea off of you why this time next year the Broncos could be at the head of the line to land Rodgers. We'll have that conversation coming up next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
All right, so the news, clearly, I mean, this has really shifted here. Adam Schefter putting it out there. You know, Schefter, we love Adam Schefter, but I don't know if he was getting bad information, but he was a little bit off the mark here in the last week.
Had to be getting bad info. Had to. I mean, he doesn't just make this stuff up. So somebody's telling him this that's close to the situation, whether it came straight from Aaron Rodgers or whether it came from his agent. I mean, who else is giving him this news, you know, that last week that, you know, Rodgers was done with Green Bay? I mean, it had to be Aaron himself or it had to be his agent. That's it. I mean, who? Adam Schefter ain't, you know, going through, you know, friend of a friend.
Right.
I mean, that's not how it works. So, yeah, somebody gave him the bad goods. And somebody gave Rapoport, because they were both total opposites.
Right.
You know, Rapoport was saying one thing. Schefter was on the other side. And Schefter got bad news a week ago. But now, you know, that's the way it works. Crazy business.
That line of work is just absurd. And I do not envy anyone who works in that line of work at all. So we do know that this is going to be 1 year. This is a 1 year thing. This is a 1 year thing that the Packers and Rodgers are going to stay together for one more season, and then he's going to hit the open market.
Wait, is he going to be? See, this is what I don't. This is what I'm trying to figure out here, because you said his 2023 year was going to be voided.
Yep, Schefter said the 2023 year in Aaron Rodgers' contract, the last one in his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future.
Right, but his 2022 contract year. So that means he's still got a year left on his contract, right?
Correct.
Or wrong?
Correct.
So, you know, we're getting RamosLaw.com text line saying he's going to be an unrestricted free agent, which he won't be. He will still be under contract for one more year.
Right.
Now, I'm sure we will trade you. They're not going to just let him hit free agency and just say, here you go, have fun.
Right.
You know, walk out the door.
Right.
No, they're not going to do that. They're going to say, okay, we'll trade you. So, you know, and I'm sure both parties will be aligned on where he goes. I'm sure that's going to be part of it, obviously. Nobody's going to trade for him if he doesn't want to go there. But he's not going to be a free agent according to what we have gathered so far. Okay, he will be under contract. Green Bay will have to trade him.
That's correct.
Yes.
So the Packers kind of get their cake and eat it too here, in my opinion. You get Rodgers back to try to compete for a Super Bowl, and you're going to get that haul for him in return next offseason.
Well, they avoid disaster. They avoid complete disaster, you know, nuclear disaster. Is what could have been here for Green Bay, where we look foolish, we screwed up, Aaron's not coming back, Jordan Love's playing, we were a Super Bowl contender, and now we win six games. They avoid that. They don't have Aaron Rodgers back long term, but you know what? This is probably best case scenario for Green Bay, given the circumstances, given where this thing could have twisted and turned. This is all you could ask for. One more year.
Right.
You're all in. You're committed here. Davante Adams, we got a chance, you know, to dethrone Tampa Bay. Let's go for it. I mean, what more could they ask for? And then you figure it out after that. I think it's a great day, obviously, for the Packers, where they can just put this on the back burner till next year.
Man, this is wild. This is wild stuff. Gosh. So this whole conversation is going to get restarted and will likely take place throughout this entire NFL season. Because now it's even more definitive than it has been. It's been kind of open-ended. Until today, it's very closed-ended. We know for sure they're staying together for one more year.
And then they'll trade them.
And then they'll trade them.
That's the way it looks. You know, we'll see. I mean, all this information is coming out within the next, you know, within the last 40 minutes or so.
Yep.
So we don't know what's going to come out tonight, what's going to come out tomorrow. It's not finalized yet, right?
Nope.
To my knowledge. But when Adam Schefter says these things, it will be finalized here soon. And, you know, this is the best case scenario for Aaron Rodgers right now, for the Green Bay Packers. Let's give it one more go. And then, you know, when things kind of open back up in the new league year and teams don't have plans, now you can be a part of a team's plans. And you can, you know, reset and look at different teams, where you might want to go, and not kind of be rushed and just thrown into a situation that could turn into bad. And Green Bay will have more of a demand for him next year. So I think this is best for both parties. You got a good football team. I mean, shoot, are you a competitor? Like, hey, okay, put your stuff on the back burner here. Let's go out with your guys, you know, Devontae and your crew, and let's try to win it one more. Hey, we're going to do it. Last dance, one more year. I mean, now we really know what that means.
Yeah.
We're going to go for it. Yep. Let's go try to win a stinking Super Bowl. I mean, what more could you ask for? Now you have some clarity on this thing, and I think this is best for both parties. I mean, do you think it's best for both parties?
I think it's best for the Packers. I'm not sure if it's best for Rodgers, but he was never in a position with tremendous leverage. So,
well, some people thought he had it.
Yeah,
some people thought he had all the leverage.
Yeah, but the more we talked it out, at least for here, you and I, the more we talked it out, the Packers had the leverage. So under that umbrella, this is probably best case for Rodgers. Like under that, because the Packers don't actually have to do even what they're doing today. He's under contract for the next couple years.
And he doesn't have to show up. So, you know, there needs to be some kind of compromise here from both parties to make this thing work, because the Packers screwed it up to begin with, and they realize that. And so, like, hey, you want to make right, there needs to be compromise here, right?
You look at the Broncos specifically, right? That's what we're most concerned about. I said to you into this microphone that I believe in 2022, neither Drew Locke or Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the starting quarterback for the Broncos. Look at the contracts. The Broncos could be perfectly set up to land Rodgers next offseason. Teddy Bridgewater is under contract for just this season. Just 2021. 2022, he's an unrestricted free agent. Drew Locke is about to enter year three of a four-year deal. Remember, he's not a first-round pick, so that rookie contract is only 4 years long. 2022 is the last year of it. His dead cap is in the hundreds of thousands. It's not in the millions. It's like 700 grand. So the Broncos really could move on from both of these guys and just clear out the whole room. Clear out the whole room from a contractual standpoint. They are not tied to any of these guys with any sort of, you know, real substance, you know, with Drew, and especially not with Teddy.
Well, same thing they did when Peyton got here. You know, hey, see you, Tim. I mean, there's no need to hang on to Drew or Teddy, really, if Aaron comes here. Maybe you hold on to, you know, one of them just as a backup option. You know, that's it. You know, Drew Locke's not making any money, you know, hardly when it comes to the NFL. So, you know, maybe it's Drew. Maybe it's Teddy re-signs on a one-year deal. But, I'm with you. I don't think either one of those guys is going to be the plan next year. I mean, we haven't seen great quarterback play from those guys. How did it look last year? Bad for both of them. Really bad. So I'm with you. The Broncos, you know, that it doesn't seem like either one of those guys is going to be their plan. And if you don't have a plan there, then you're open to Aaron Rodgers. You know, if Deshaun gets, you know, that stuff gets cleared, you're open to him. You're open to drafting the quarterback. You got to, George Payton can't keep hiding from the quarterback spot. You can't keep hiding. You know, first year, okay, you hid from it. All right, but sooner or later, you got to take the shot, Zach, right? You got to shoot the ball. And so sooner or later, we'll see what his plan is going to be, but I don't think he's going to be lucky that it's going to be Drew or Teddy, right?
No. It's not. You really have to use your imagination.
It's not.
To go there.
So what does that tell you? George Payton's going to have to shoot the ball.
Yeah. I like that.
Scared. Can't be scared to shoot the shot.
I like it. All right.
Swing the bat. Let's go.
This one is not going away in terms of a conversation.
No.
It's not going away.
It's only
going
to heat up as we get, you know, through the season, closer and closer to the end. But maybe the Broncos had already got their quarterback by then.
Maybe so.
Deshaun.
Maybe.
You know, that
maybe
stuff might clear
that's
up.
It's not crazy.
It's not.
I'm telling you, you know, some people say, you know, why are you guys talking about this stuff?
It's
not crazy. It really is. And now we know for certain that the divorce papers are drawn up. We know for certain. There's no new deal. It's no, you know, extend beyond Jordan. No, Rodgers will become available. So my question is, what if you're a member of Broncos country, what are you hoping happens this year now that we reset 2021? I want to take a dive into that conversation coming up next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
All right, so the news that we waited for all NFL offseason breaks 2 days before training camp starts. And
I don't know if today was a good day for Broncos country, though.
Oh, good point. Richie.
Richie. Dr. Dre, today was a good day. I don't know about that.
For, oh, so stupid.
For Broncos country. We need different music, Richie.
Oh,
today's a good day if you're a Packers fan, for sure. It's a great day.
Yeah, but I'll say
great
this.
Day.
I don't know if either of those statements are true.
Really?
You know, I don't think it's the worst day for Broncos fans. Because here's the thing. You remember we were looking at those odds this offseason saying, hey, Rodgers' next destination? And the Broncos were number one?
Yeah.
Those odds now become more definitive. Like, we know he's going to be on the move. Like, the Packers are not going to be listed in the midst of those odds. At least,
but,
probably not.
But, like you said, the pool of candidates is going to be that much bigger. Every team can plan for this now. You know, hey, how do we plan to add Aaron Rodgers if, you know, Sam Darnold doesn't work out in Carolina? I mean, what more do they want over there than an Aaron Rodgers for 2 or 3 years?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like you said, Washington now can plan for a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Oakland can plan.
Vegas.
Oakland / Vegas, that Raiders team, you know.
Hey, what about a team like Philly? Are the New York Giants moving on from Daniel Jones after year three?
Exactly. Are the Dolphins, I mean.
There's a really good one. The Miami Dolphins. Are the Steelers, conclusively looking at a replacement for Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, the list goes on. It really does. The Chicago, the Bears kind of picked their lane here. But, I mean, the Broncos are going to be just a seat at the table. But here's my question. What?
But if you're a Packers fan, this is the best you could ask for. Like, they thought it was divorce. Like, there were scenarios where they were going to have to see Jordan Love, and you go from a Super Bowl contender to, you know, a 5-6-win team, possibly. So if you give them one more year, they're like, yes, I think this is awesome. Because we didn't see this thing playing out where he's going to be around 3 or 4 more years. We also saw a scenario where he might not play again. We get one more year of greatness, of Aaron Rodgers' greatness, of a great football team, we'll take it. I just think that that's probably the sentiment from most Packers fans.
You know, we gotta tap into
we gotta tap into Packer fan.
Yeah, we gotta tap into Packer fan. So maybe in the next
day
Packer or two.
Fans everywhere. We got some Packer fan on RamosLaw.com text.
First, we got some that work right here in the building. So,
yes, we do.
You know,
Stonus.
Yep, that's right. Could a team like New Orleans be in play? You know, for Aaron Rodgers next offseason.
Of course.
There's another one.
Now, you have to prioritize, you know, AFC in front of NFC, though, also.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you're a Packers, you don't want to trade in the NFC team if you can help yourself.
Right.
Certainly. But if the deal's much better, then you just do it.
Is today a good day for Drew Locke?
That's why we had Dr. Dre's good day. Oh, is Luda?
Jeez. Just stop.
Snoop? Tupac? Which one?
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. Today was a great day for Drew Locke. Great day. I mean, are you serious with how fortunate he has been in 2021? Okay? He had one of the worst seasons of any quarterback last year. Some people could say it was the worst by a starter.
Yeah.
Lowest completion percentage, tied for the league in picks. I mean, doesn't get much worse than that. Okay. And that was the 1 year you were the plan.
Right.
Okay. You go into offseason and George Payton strikes out left and right trying to find a new quarterback to just dethrone you. So he settles for Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, we can draft a young guy at 9. Nope, bypass a couple guys. It's still just you and Teddy, a guy that also stunk last year and wasn't very good last year. And that's a guy you're competing against? Like, you're competing against this guy.
What an opportunity.
I mean, Zach.
It's insane.
This thing is like, you know, it's like hitting the football lottery. This stuff just doesn't happen. Oh, let me just throw another nugget in here. Drew Lock was a second-round pick. He wasn't even a first-round pick. I mean, this is like a one-of-one. I mean, tell me another scenario where a second-round pick is getting this many opportunities, and then he plays awful football, and then the going into his third year, he's competing against a guy that had an awful season also, and that's it. And you got a great roster around you.
I mean, it's really incredible.
Come on, man. This is all you could ask for. So good for Drew. I'm happy for him.
Oh, my gosh. This is best case scenario.
Hopefully he can take advantage of it.
And if he can't, then he can't. And that's kind of where we're at with Drew. But you could argue that it's still the best case scenario. You can say it's unlikely. But you could fairly argue that still the best case scenario is to have Drew Lock win this job and flash in 2021 the way that we thought he could in 2020.
Yes.
I mean, that's still number one. And
yes.
And if he does, the Broncos will have a decision to make, you know, next offseason.
If he flashes in a big way, there's no decision to be made. I mean, he's just your guy. You just keep moving forward with him, you know.
Even if Rodgers or Watson becomes available? I mean, he would have to flash.
We'll see what it looks like. But, that's best case. Best case, he plays really, really well for you. And you got your quarterback. Is that even possible, though, Zach?
It is.
Wait.
It is.
Here's my question. Is it possible that he plays good enough to where we ignore Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson? Is that possible?
Is it possible? Yes, it is. It is.
Give me a percent. Like, if you put a percent on it, like, yes, he could actually do enough this year where we don't even think about Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. Anything is possible. Your guy, your bestie, Kevin Garnett told us that. It is possible, right? So anything is possible here. But man, that's really, really low.
The possibility that Drew Lock plays well enough for us to forget about Rodgers or Watson.
Yeah.
What jersey number does Drew Lock wear?
3.
I give about 3%.
Yeah. Really, really low. I mean, odds aren't with that being the case.
But I just, there's, golly, I catch myself here. Drew Lock was awful in 2020. Okay, we know that. But he's still that spot on my back that I can't reach. There's still some, and look, if, you know.
Come over here, I'll scratch.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Of course, I want to see it too. I do. I'm with you. But man. You know, I just go back to, I got to see it.
You're right,
you got to do it. And then I go back to what I saw last year. I go back to, you know, the practice I saw this offseason, and it kind of reconfirmed what I saw last year. And I'm just kind of holding out hope when I get to training camp on Wednesday and I watch all the training camp, I can just say, oh, man, this is just different this year. And if I can't do that, if I can't just say this is just different this year, then it's not going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. Training camp starts on Wednesday. We're going to have a much better, in the next just 3 weeks, you know, what this thing looks like.
This is the worst sport ever, by the way. What is this sport called? Somebody, please. They're just like kicking into a pad. There's really no punches thrown, so it's not like, it's awful.
I think this is Taekwondo.
Or judo. Awful. Yeah, it's awful. Look at that. Just kicking into like some chest protector thing. Look at that. It's downright awful. Go ahead. Sorry. I had to throw that in there. I saw two men are fighting. I saw two females fighting before. Terrible sport. Should not be in the Olympics. There, I said it.
Perfect.
Don't know what it's called, though.
You know, I'm catching myself because I'm finding myself.
That's what I wanted you to give you a second to regroup.
Yeah,
I wanted before you went out on a bad note.
Because now we know what the Rodgers situation looks like. He's heading back to Green Bay for this year. So this is the bed that the Broncos have chose to lie in. Like, we're you know, on the heels of me saying there's still like an enticing factor about Drew, and I think that there is, but the bottom line is that we are heading into training camp with a quarterback competition between a guy who led the NFL in interceptions in a season that had the lowest interception total in NFL history against the guy who threw 15 touchdowns last year as a career high in the year that we had the highest touchdowns thrown ever. Like, right. You actually can't make that up. The 2020 season had the highest touchdowns thrown, the least amount of interceptions thrown, and the highest completion percentage in NFL history. The player,
it's not good.
Player A led the league in picks and was dead last in completion percentage, and player B threw a career high, that's a good thing, 15. Like, that's really the reality. So I circle back all the way to what I said before Bridgewater came here, is that if it's a competition between Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke, that's about as uninspiring as you're going to get.
Yeah. Yep.
And guess what? I'm rooting for both guys. I'm rooting for Drew Locke, but I just can't fake enthusiasm about a competition between these two guys.
This wasn't plan A for George Payton. This wasn't plan B. I mean, he tried many other things to do here to replace Drew or to give him competition that wasn't Teddy Bridgewater, and it just, none of it happened. So this is what we're stuck with. Not saying that one of these guys can't take it and do well with it, because certainly they can. But I'm just seeing here, Zach, just to kind of put a bow tie on everything, that 10 women have now filed complaints with Houston police about Texas quarterback Deshaun Watson. So that came out at about an hour ago, I believe. So there are 10 women that have made complaints to the police department. We're not talking about civil. We're talking about to the police department. So, you know, as we keep going down this road, I think it gets harder and harder for teams to touch them until everything obviously gets cleared up.
Mm. All right, a lot to continue to react to. That is going to take place here with D-Mac and Tyler. Stoke, have yourself a great afternoon, and we'll run it back tomorrow.
You too, buddy.
All right, shout out our producer, Richie, behind the glass. We step aside for the drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.